The Chris and Steph Podcast.
We're talking about why you should start working out in the nude.
In the nude.
In the nude. According to one health coach and yoga teacher, Lee Holmes, apparently we should be working out naked more often.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, because at the moment it's zero.
Yep. Well, more people than ever are ditching their clothes in favour of nudie workouts.
Okay.
This is a thing. Activities like naked yoga have been making waves right across Australia over the past few months, with both men and women reporting the health benefits, including improved sleep, a boost in self-body image, and a result, has just been that they're feeling better about themselves after working out in the nude.
Of course you're going to sleep better because you've just spent an hour fearing that someone is going to see you. So your anxiety's up, the adrenaline's rushing, you're doing yoga in the nude, you're really putting your blood pressure to the max. By the time that you're done, you're going to need a good nap because you've spent the past hour stressing out and freaking out, and you're just like, your system's at maximum. You're going to nod off after that.
Well, according to this expert, they say that working out in the nude lets you know which muscles might need a little bit more focusing on.
You see them very clearly, can't you?
You certainly will.
That one does. That one looks like it hasn't been worked out in ages.
The other thing they've said is that working out in tight fitness gear all the time can mean that your body isn't getting a chance to sweat, and it can be quite clogging for the pores. So, chance to let them all breathe when you work out in the nude.
Yeah, you really air out those pores.
Well, apparently,
that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a chance to maybe push yourself a little bit further and step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's entirely up to you. How far do you want to step out? Lounge room or front yard? It's up to you. Really meet your neighbours in a unique, interesting experience.
Yeah, I don't think nude workouts are for me. I must admit, I was looking at this article online. It came up on, I think, on Nine article, on a Nine article.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and it's got all these photos of people in the nude. Like, it's a not safe for work style article when you scroll through it.
No.
I mean, I'm on the work computer, but hey, they're used to
that firewall.
You're fine,
it's work.
Anyway, I'm looking at all these great figured bodies, sort of, they're all facing away, so you just see a lot of butts. But really, they're, doing lots of different manoeuvres and yoga positions. And I thought, I don't think I'd look like that doing a downward dog in the nude. I just don't think that would be the look that I would have.
I have a mate of mine, and she does it. And she champions a bit of nude
workout.
I think it's nude yoga that she does. I think it is. And she will often post about classes that either A, she's joined, or B, that she runs, and that they'll get a group of them together in a dimly lit space.
Put your keys in the bowl at the start.
And we'll stop that video of Eyes Wide Shut. Thank you very much. And then they'll do their nude yoga. Thinks it's absolutely fantastic. She loves it. She did it once and has not gone back.
Look, me doing any kind of nude exercise, I must admit, if I have to go for a jog, or heck, if I have to walk to the front door to get the mail sometimes, like, I am strapping myself up in like 6 support bras just to like hold everything in place. Without that, I don't think I'd be knocked out cold.
I think if one of those straps comes loose, you'll knock someone out cold then. It's 6. What, you reckon 6 of them? Is that what you said?
I would put 3 on before I exercise every time.
Okay. Welcome to Theatre of the Mind for a Monday. The Complaints Hotline. Time to ring and whinge on 13, 12, 16. And for those who join us, a chance to win tickets to the Odeon 5 to see the brand new Owen Wilson movie, Father Figures, where they go and try and figure out who their father is. Great looking trailer, well worth checking out. But you got something to complain about, Steph?
Yeah, I always have something to complain about. But what's grinding my goat this week is, and I'm sure a few other people have been in this situation before, when you fall sick when you're meant to go on holidays.
Ah, yes, the old holiday sickness.
Holiday sickness, it is a thing. So, as you know, I've been away nearly a week. Had a few days off.
If anyone was aware of it, I was very aware.
No one else may have noticed, but you were here.
Abundantly aware.
So Tuesday, finished up the show and I felt fine.
Didn't
have much of a problem.
Walking on sunshine?
Yeah, went to PT, was fine. Afterwards, feeling pretty unwell.
That's your problem, went to PT.
Well, it went right downhill from that point to the point where at 8 o'clock I said to my partner, you're going to have to take me to the emergency. And so I ended up sick as a dog in the emergency room on Tuesday night, right before going away to Sydney for a week and, you know, having a romantic getaway.
Yes.
I spent, now, first up was I couldn't take the next day off because I was like, my boss will never believe me if I hand in a sick form like today. Like, I didn't even get down there. So I was like, we are going to Sydney.
We have to go.
We had to pull up the car a dozen times for me to be sick out the window. Everywhere we went in Sydney, we had to be close to bins and public toilets.
You poor thing.
I have spent a week being sick as a dog. Even today, I was like, I could use a rest day. And I was like, I can't go for a week off and then, like, take a day off.
See, what I do is my holiday sickness is always self-induced in the way of I will go into my holiday break and I'll want to do everything.
Yeah,
and I'll do a thousand
tuck
things.
Yourself out.
And I'll get so exhausted that my whole body goes, you know what?
You're shutting down.
And guess what? You are getting a cold now. So congratulations because you've done
too much.
Complaints hotline 13 12 16. Do you have something to whinge about today? Surely you do. If you can get it off your chest on 13 12 16, we could be giving you tickets to see Father Figures at the Odeon 5 Cinemas. Extra points if you had holiday sickness that you'd like to whinge about.
Yeah.
Surely, I mean, it's only end of January. There's still a good holiday sickness story floating around.
It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
13, 12, 16, Chris and Steph to get you up.
The Complaints Hotline.
Moments ago, Steph, you were complaining about having holiday sickness. You've just got back from a five-day break. And over that time, you were sick.
The entire time I was sick for my romantic getaway, including a trip to the emergency room and, you know, being on a drip and whatnot for the night. I still managed to drive to Sydney the next day and I still, like, went on my holiday. I was determined to have a holiday.
That is determination. You're still connected to a drip. I'm going on holidays.
That's all I said to the nurses. I was like, I've got to see Alanis Morissette tomorrow night, so you need to make me better by the morning. And they're like, darling, you're not going anywhere. I'm like, I'm going places.
You had tickets to Alanis Morissette and you got sick. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? 13, 12, 16, tell us this morning, what is making you angry? We've got Cynthia joining us. Cynthia, what is it today? What's making you angry?
What made me very angry today was the fact that roadworks signs have been up for a week, announcing that roadworks are going to be happening in this particular path I go to work.
Yeah.
They meant to start yesterday, they never did, so they started them today instead.
Oh, man.
Went the same way home last night, they still haven't started anything during the day, and yep, sure enough, smack bang this morning, I'm running late, and they start them today instead.
Oh, so were you late to work?
I was, but it was okay because the buses weren't here.
Okay.
And I always drive. I find another way to drive. Like, I avoid them completely, especially, like, if they've just retarred
that
a road.
Fresh tar and you're like,
well, that's what they were doing.
Yeah. No.
And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll check it on the way home last night and just see if they have started, whether I need to take a different way to work this morning. Nah, hadn't started. Thought, beauty. Keep going. Nah, they decide to do it.
The absolute worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Roadworks
out the front of your house. It's a terrible nuisance to your life. I mean, we'll put in some sort of a temporary way for you to get to the main road.
But up behind work at the moment, like where we are on Gateway Crescent, but I don't know, out this way, they're doing heaps of roadworks. I'm like, what? How do people get to their house? Like, they're, like, stuck.
Yep, out on Ophir Road, I want to say.
Yeah, towards the signs that say Isley Road, whatever the road is there.
That's the one. Because they're doing work outside Knoblets Rural Technology High School.
That's where it is.
Before school goes back. So they've been doing that out the front of a lot of schools. And so that's going to be fun. Knoblets High, I know the roadworks there are still taking place at the moment. And so when you do the back-to-school run tomorrow, there's going to be some issues.
Now extra time.
Well, have you seen the footage of the woman doing yoga on the plane today?
Can't say I have.
Video's out from The Sun, that'll be the newspaper. They've released a video that's going viral of young woman who's doing a bit of light stretching during a flight. She's taken into the aisle and performs a bit of downward dog, hello sunshine and other manoeuvres I don't know.
Okay, yep.
But what a weird location to go, hey, I've got a jam-packed plane full of other people. I'm going to use the aisle to do my yoga.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse. Like, if I'm on a plane, I don't need to see how stretchy and flexible you are.
Well, I see.
Leave me to my swollen ankles on this flight.
I get that. And on Facebook, someone's commented, Samantha Schneider writes, I'm torn because on one hand, this feels obnoxious and attention-seeking.
That's my sort of go-to thought.
Get that. But on the other hand, I totally get the need to stretch because flights are stupidly cramped.
And I totally get that.
Get that as well.
Yeah, I get that as well. Maybe more from your seat or just like a little light stretching that doesn't involve your downward dog or your sun worship or your whatever.
Hello sunshine, as I called it before.
I don't know any
but
funky
my,
moves.
My issue is that a plane is it can be a terrible, dangerous place to be. I mean, if a cart goes rolling down the aisle or if you drop altitude suddenly, you don't want to be caught in the pretzel position when that happens because you're not going to be able to move back to your seat very quickly, are you?
Well, I don't understand. It's like when you sit next to someone on a plane and they unbuckle their seatbelt the second the seatbelt sign's turned off and I'm like, but they ask you to leave it on. Like, you should leave it on.
Yeah.
You just can unbuckle it if you want.
The option's there.
The option's there.
You don't have to take it.
Like, maybe she should... Like, shouldn't you stay seated? What about turbulence?
That's a good question. But apparently the flight attendants got a good chuckle out of it too.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.